Sup, freaks, it's your boy Marty here to introduce this rip of Rabbit Hole Recap. It was brought to you by our good friends down the hall, Unchained. Unchained is here to help you eliminate single points of failure in your custody. They have their 2 or 3 multi-sig vault, which is collaborative custody. You hold 2 keys, they hold 1. You eliminate single points of failure by distributing your keys and their backups geographically. You can lose three of the 4 devices and still get access to your Bitcoin. Unchained is always there as a collaborative custody partner to be the second in the 2 or 3 multi-sig transaction if you need them to sign on your behalf. And their whole company revolves around this 2 or 3 multi-sig setup. They have an IRA that you can roll over into, or you can start a Bitcoin IRA with Unchained. So if you're out there, you're looking at the ETFs, you're like, should I buy the Bitcoin ETF? No. You should hold your own Bitcoin in your IRA. Unchained makes it very easy. So if you're thinking about rolling your IRA into Bitcoin, hit up Unchained. Go to unchained.com/consultation. Talk to their team. You'll be able to roll it over, own actual Bitcoin, not Bitcoin IOUs, and then hold your own keys. It's a 2 or 3 multi-sig quorum. You hold 2 keys. Unchained holds 1. It's a beautiful thing. All right, go to unchained.com/consultation. Tell them that Rabbit Hole Recap sent you and get set up today. This report was also brought to you by our good friends at CoinKite. CoinKite is here building the best hardware in the space. I got this little block clock showing Moscow time right now behind me. It's 1929 in Moscow. It's an inside joke. 1929 sats per cuckbuck. They also make the best Bitcoin wallets, hardware wallets on the market, signing devices. MVK likes to call them signing devices. That's what they are. You got the Mark IV, the MK4, which is the best on the market to date. In this episode, we actually previewed the Q as well, MK4. It's NFC enabled. You create your private public key pairs offline. You can add entropy to your private keys with the roll of dice. It's got an SD card. You do everything offline. You don't touch the internet, so you keep your private keys secure. The Q1 has all the same internal guts as the MK4, but it's got a full keyboard. It's got a QR scanner. It's got a battery pack. It's going to come with a bunch of really cool features. You're going to be able to save your passwords there. You're going to be able to create PSBTs. It's NFC enabled as well. They're building the best hardware out there. Go to coinkite.com. Check it out. Get a block clock. Get a Q1. Get an MK4. Get some SATs cards, some tap signers. It's really sci-fi technology. It's really approachable. Coinkite.com. Try RHR. Try CD, try TFTC. Still don't know if we have a code. Enjoy this rip. Ticky.
You've had a dynamic where money's become freer than free.
You talk about a Fed just gone nuts, all the central banks going nuts.
So it's all acting like safe haven.
I believe that in a world where central bankers are tripping over themselves to devalue their currency, Bitcoin wins. In the world of fiat currencies, Bitcoin is the victor.
I mean, that's part of the bull case for Bitcoin.
If you're not paying attention, you probably should be.
In a world where a cartel of bankers controls your money, one open source software network holds the key to your freedom.
Bitcoin. Woo, doggy. That was a good one, Logan. I gave you 30 seconds, but it was short and sweet.
Are we going to do Logan cold opens all bull market?
I think we should. You have a very good movie trailer voice, if you will.
He can start a fire by rubbing 2 bitcoins together.
Fake news. Can't do that.
Yeah, they're immaterial, dude. They're digital. What is up, freaks? What is up, Matt? Did you plug your block clock back in yet?
I don't have my block clock with me.
It's almost $10,000 past where it was on the way down.
To the freaks that are new, 2.5 years ago, I left New York, and when I packed my bags, my block clock was at like $54,992, and I haven't plugged it back in. I've been waiting for us to. The prophecy was that I was not going to plug it in until we passed. Until we passed it, and we just fucking blew past it. So We'll do a live plug-in ceremony next show.
Let's pour some out for the 58K gang. They really got screwed over with this pump. It happened in the middle of the night. I looked at the charts. It happened between 1:45 a.m. and 2:30 a.m. Central Time.
I don't understand, like, do they want it to be 58K forever?
I don't know. I think they wanted to really celebrate when it hit 58.
They wanted us to go, like, sideways at 58K for 2 weeks?
I don't know.
We literally just, like, went right through 58K.
Yeah, like a hot knife through butter. What a week. Is this one of the most crazy price action weeks of our time in Bitcoin?
Definitely recently.
I'm going to pull up BitBo.
I mean, there's been some crazy, especially percentage-wise, there's been some crazy price action weeks. Like, what did we start the week at?
We are up 7 days. We're up almost $10,000. We're up $9,991 right now. So we started
in 7 days?
This time last week, we were at $51,000.
Okay, so it's like a 20% increase. That's happened before.
Yes.
We're just getting started.
The last month, it's up 41%. I don't know if that's happened before. 41% one monthly month, candle. 41%?
Yeah, definitely. 2017?
October. Let me check.
There was a lot of volatility in 2015, too. 2013 was crazy. I hear 2011 was insane.
Yeah, 2011 went from like
Bitcoin 70 Bitcoin.
Cents to $7. Yeah.
But I will say the ETF flows are fucking insane right now. I think it's, as of yesterday, it was nearly $50 billion worth of Bitcoin in all the ETFs combined.
That, and it's, look, and pull up this tweet. It's literally the hottest product for all these ETF issuers. So Eric Balkunas, the ETF fluencer from Bloomberg, one of the two, good friend of the show. More wild stats. IBIT makes up 0.2% of BlackRock's ETF lineup, but has accounted for 42% of its net flows this year. Similarly, Fidelity's ETF, Bitcoin ETF, makes up 2% of Fidelity's ETF lineup, but has accounted for 64% of its net ETF flows.
What does he mean by lineup? Like percentage of lineup?
So they have like, what would that be? 0.2 times 50.
Is this like number of ETFs they offer?
Yeah, so it's like they have 2,000 ETFs.
And they're all shitcoins.
Yeah,
including the Bitcoin ETF.
Including the Bitcoin ETF.
Less so.
It's been the same. We're only, according to Clark's dashboard, 10.8% below the previous all-time high, which is reading as $69,010. So we're getting close. We were a bit closer yesterday. We shot up to around 64,000 temporarily, hovered between 62 and 63 currently.
And then 60, Coinbase.
Wait, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. It's a big, okay, I want to talk. I want to talk about that for a while.
Okay, let's just go through the dashboard. For as long as you want.
Yeah. We're currently at 61,540 cuck bucks. One cuck buck's going to get you 1,625 sats. We're at a $1.21 trillion market cap. We have more to talk about in regards to that. Later in the show, we are at block height 832,576. We are 32 blocks away from the next difficulty adjustment, so that will happen at some point in the next next 4 hours, 5 hours. Estimated to be a negative 3% difficulty adjustment, which is surprising considering all the price action, upwards price action we've seen this week. Blocks have been coming in at 10 minutes and 19 seconds on average. Clark's teeny weeny mempool has 63,988 transactions in it. Wiz's well-endowed mempool has 148,580 transactions in it.
Marty, mempools still haven't cleared.
Haven't cleared. And fees are relatively elevated from where they were this point last week. Low priority.
The show's surprised.
If you're willing to wait, you can attach a 55 sat per V-byte fee to your transaction. If you're not willing to wait, you need next block confirmation. You're going to have to attach a 66 sat per V-byte fee to your transaction. Going back to the dashboard to check in on Samurai Whirlpool stats, unspent capacity is at 10,615.22 Bitcoin. That's $654.4 million in unspent value. That is the state of the network. A lot to be going on. I guess we'll start. First topic of the day.
First topic. Mentioned.
Coinbase.
We've never had an RHR on February 29th before.
Oh, that's true. It's leap day.
How does it feel?
Feels special.
Feels fresh, right?
It does. An extra day. But also, it highlights the fiat nature of our world.
Do you think mempools will clear again before the next February 29th?
So 4 years. Yes. Yes. Mempools okay. will clear. We'll make a bet.
You want to make a bet?
Million sat bet. By February 29th, 2028, million sats then could be a bit nauseating to hand over for either of us, but.
Well, it's like right now, that's like $500, $600.
$600. Got to adjust our math.
But I want like a true clearing.
No. You tried to do this last time too. What is a true clearing to you? 2 blocks?
Yeah, but like if there's like 2 empty blocks, that doesn't count. You know, they can't just be like the miner. We'll know if it has to be like multiple blocks in a row of, you know, because miners can just choose not to include transactions. 4 years is a long time.
Yeah, we're talking about mempools clearing though.
Yeah.
3 blocks of 1 sat per V byte fees across the board on mempool.space.
But that doesn't mean they clear.
Essentially, they've cleared at that point. There's no market above 1 sat per V byte.
Okay. Three consecutive blocks of 1 sat per byte being entered into the chain.
Million sats, February 29th, 2028. Market in the books, freaks. We're still going to be doing the show then, so we'll have a lot to talk about. We'll have a lot to look forward to. We have a 4-year look forward to event here.
We might not be.
Don't say that. You don't say that.
It's going to be a long 4 years.
You don't say that. I don't know about you. I'm pretty bulled up right now.
And we've barely even gotten started.
We've barely even gotten started.
I think some of the freaks don't really. One of the beauties of the meme "Stay humble, stack sats" is that it's like perceived differently by every. It's like beauty in the eyes of the beholder. Like everyone has a different perception of what the meme means. But to me, if you don't use leverage, you don't trade, and you learn how to hold your keys yourself, like that's humble enough. You're allowed to be boisterous and still fall under the lifestyle.
I agree with that. Yeah. It's have some fun. We just went through.
You just gotta be humble enough. Like if you have more Bitcoin today than you did last time we were over $60,000, pat yourself on the back. You were humble enough.
And it's been a long 2 years, freaks. You should celebrate. We're being validated in real time. It feels good. So don't be too boisterous. Don't get too crazy.
Just be humble enough.
Yeah. You can pop some champagne if you want to. Enjoy the finer things.
It's been a good week.
It has. Stay humble enough, stack sats.
It doesn't have the same kind of ring to it.
No.
No.
It's getting hot in here. I'm going to take this off real quick. Ugh. So, price was ripping yesterday. And you know it's a true bull market. You had the old reliable signal of the fact that we're in a bull market when Coinbase's system went down. As the price was running toward 64, their systems completely blanked. People couldn't buy. People couldn't sell.
It's they were seeing...
$0 balances.
I think that's a new one.
It is a new one.
Usually you just like can't access the site. This time you could access it just with said zero.
Yeah.
So good old fashioned Bitcoin. People panicked.
Here's Brian Armstrong's Funds or Safu's tweet. Apps are now recovering. We had modeled an around 10x surge in traffic and load tested it. This exceeded that number. It's expensive to keep services over provisioned, but we'll need to keep working. Why did you just click it as I'm reading it? Now I can't read it. It's in dark mode. But we'll need to keep working on auto-scaling solutions and killing any remaining bottlenecks. Thank you for bearing with us. A lot of the system admin engineers on the Twitter sphere who have been in Bitcoin for a while highlighted that this is absolutely insane. Why are you only going to prepare for a 10x surge in traffic for a bull run when we know historically the surge has been well above a 10x in active volume? If you're looking at average trading volume in 2023 and you 10x that, definitely not enough.
Coinbase can't even figure out how to accept Bitcoin from their merchant solution. You expect them to handle a little traffic?
No. And so what do you lean towards, incompetence or... Is Coinbase stepping in to stop the price from running? Have they buddied up?
Incompetence.
Agreed. They've shown this time and time again.
They don't want to show $0 balances to people. You know what support was like? It was like support. The support requests are probably fucking crazy. And there's like real competition now. You know, Strike, River, Cash App, none of them went down throughout the whole ordeal. And then on the custodianship side, like they're custodying a shit ton of ETF Bitcoin, and the custodians are all edging for Coinbase's business on that front. Like, you know, they're talking to a ton of these ETFs saying like, you can't be with an amateur shop like this.
Yeah. I mean, how could you? Not even your ETF. If you're Sailor in MicroStrategy, you're holding tens of thousands of Bitcoin on Coinbase, which I think they've come out and said that publicly. I'm pretty sure it's public information. And if not, it's speculated that they hold it with Coinbase. But regardless, like, how are you going to trust your Bitcoin with a company that can't even keep trading engines up during the beginning of a bull market? Like, we haven't even really seen the influx of new users.
Like, tracking his Coinbase app, like $0 balance, $0 balance, $0.
Oh my God. What am I going to do? Yeah. I mean, this happened in 2017. I think it happened in 2014 too. Obviously, it's happening now. Highlights what happens when you have a lack of focus and you spread yourself thin and try to accommodate every shitcoin under the sun. You are not able to build an actual reliable service and application for your end users.
Yeah. Also, like, don't keep your Bitcoin on exchanges. Like,
yes.
It's relatively easy to hold Bitcoin securely yourself. Learn how to do it. I have a guide at werunbtc.com/coldcard. There's many ways to do it. Don't trust the exchanges. You're just rug pulls waiting to happen. So many rug pulls in Bitcoin history. And it doesn't have to be the whole exchange rug pulling, like everybody. It could just be them rug pulling your account alone.
Yeah. No, and I had... without naming names, had a friend, pretty prominent friend, public figure, text me this week thanking me because I convinced him to move his Bitcoin off of the exchange and into an unchained multi-sig collaborative custody vault. And he had a situation on Sunday where he's a very public figure and he's talked about owning Bitcoin in the past, and he got attacked by a SIM swap attack, and they got his phone, they got his email, and they went to drain his exchanges that he used to use. He was able to look at the IP logs, the sign-in logs. They signed into all the exchanges that he had accounts on, trying to drain his Bitcoin, but because he had his Bitcoin in an unchained vault, they were not able to get his Bitcoin. So, especially as the price keeps running, if you've talked about Bitcoin publicly, even if you're not like a public figure, if you've tweeted about it, if you've talked about it with your family publicly, like, you are like it or not, a target for these types of attacks and the SIM
swaps.
Yeah,
I mean, even if you're not a Bitcoiner, like SIM swaps are just becoming increasingly common. Like they'll hit you on traditional finance stuff too.
Yeah.
I mean, Bitcoin is worse because it's not reversible. But fraudsters are clever with how they use the ability to, once they take over your credentials, of doing crazy shit to fuck you over.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So holding your Bitcoin on exchange comes with many risks. The exchange can be completely incompetent, which Coinbase has proven to be time and time again throughout the years. It could be completely fraudulent, FTX, BlockFi, Celsius, or something external to the exchange, something like a SIM swap attack, could put you in a position where you could lose all your Bitcoin. So,
I think I saw on Noster that Barry is finally returning Gemini money. Is that true? Did you see that too?
I did, and you know what? Props for props are due, and I think we got to give props. No. We got to give more props to Gemini than Genesis. I think they fought hard on behalf of the creditors. They're getting all their Bitcoin back in kind. They're getting.
We reported the news. You don't have to give them credit for holding on to that money for a year and a half and skating through and getting fortunate enough that we had the ETFs approved and that Bitcoin pumped and that GBTC is charging 1.5% management fees to recoup all the money they lost being complete degens.
Well,
They do not get
profit. What's important here?
SBF is watching this bull run in fucking jail with like Bloods and Crips around him and shit. And Barry should be just standing right next to him.
Agreed. And I wasn't giving props to Barry.
Yeah, the Winklevoss can themselves too.
Yeah, they can too. If the co-CEOs of your Bitcoin exchange are prioritizing a shitty cover band over actually running a competent business, you should be worried, run away. But the news is Gemini, the bankruptcy estate, I believe there was a preliminary hearing where the court and Genesis have agreed to give all the Gemini Earn customers who got their funds degen traded by 3 Hours Capital on behalf of Genesis back in kind. So if you had a Bitcoin in your Earn account and they lost it and the price was $20,000, you're not getting $20,000 worth of Bitcoin. You're getting your whole Bitcoin back.
And I think you're getting the interest in the meantime.
Maybe. Where's that yield coming from?
But that all I saw was that it was emails to the individual creditors, and like it hasn't happened yet though.
Gemini sent a tweet out. Logan, so go find days, on their official.
We haven't stopped.
We're above 1,000, aren't we?
What?
Are we above 1,000? No.
No. I don't know the exact days. I think we're at like 500 something.
Yeah, that was very long.
Almost 2 years.
Earn update. Today, we are pleased to announce that we have finally reached a settlement in principle. So it's in principle with Genesis and other creditors in the Genesis bankruptcy that will, if approved by the bankruptcy court, result in Earn users receiving 100% of their digital assets back in kind. So it's preliminary principle.
But they haven't gotten it yet.
No. The settlement. Settlement in principle is subject to definitive documentation. The required bankruptcy court process could take as long as 2 months to complete, and we will keep Earn users informed along the way. Gemini thanks to the New York Department of Financial Services. They're thanking the NYDFS for its role in the settlement, which delivers a coin for coin recovery for Earn users. No, the NYDFS can go fuck themselves.
Thank you. Thought you're gonna give me a props where props are due. Fuck them. But anyway, freaks, if the money actually gets returned, we'll get you the exact amount of days at that point. Then we'll report on the amount of days it's been.
Forced hodl. Do you think all those Earn users would have been able to stomach a dump to 15K?
I don't want to hear it, Marty.
Forced hodl?
Someone's secretly on the Barry payroll over here.
I wish. Barry, if you want to send me some Bitcoin, DM me. I'll give you an address. The forced hodl. Remember It's funny for you freaks. I haven't been around for years. Below episode 100 of TFTC, you joined me for John Doe. Force huddles have worked out very well for people in the past.
You're going to give, if he got thrown in jail for using Silk Road, you're going to give the FBI props on that one?
No, I'm saying, not talking about, the forced huddle has worked out. He admitted on that episode he probably would have sold his Bitcoin.
Better is non-forced huddle.
Yes.
You know, just voluntarily holding your savings long-term.
I am simply observing situations in which forced huddles worked out to the benefit.
I mean, look, there. You want to run theoreticals? There could be people that, you know, lost a significant portion of their savings, were stuck in Gemini, and as a result, they stopped stacking because they were just disillusioned, and now they have less Bitcoin than if it hadn't happened.
That's a good point. That's a good point. I mean, John Doe, let's tell the story though.
I lost my money. I'm not going to buy Bitcoin again. Bitcoin's a scam.
That's a good point. But they're getting the Bitcoin back. In principle, right now. Find out in 2 months. Allegedly. John Doe, that story is crazy, though.
It's going to be a long 2 months.
That dude was pushing weight on the Silk Road. I feel comfortable saying this because he came and told the story on the podcast. So
yeah,
it's in the public domain.
And he was already arrested for it.
Yeah, he did his time. So he's pushing weight through the Silk Road. He had a party at his apartment. The cops came, busted the party. He had all the drugs that he was selling on the Silk Road in his apartment, got arrested for drug trafficking. They thought he was just some local dealer in the area that he was living in. Locked him up for 4 years, literally confiscated his laptop and his USB drives with his Bitcoin private keys on him. He was in jail for 4 years. I think Bitcoin was like below $100 when he went in and went, it was like $1,400. Yeah, they just literally handed him his private keys as he's walking out of jail. He's like, oh shit, I got a lot of money now. Great story. Great forced huddle story.
While we're not giving props to people, can we just pour one out for everyone that said the ETF was a sell the news event?
Yeah. It's aged like sour milk.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't even expecting this. Even the most bullish people were like, yeah, maybe we'll get like $10 billion by...
I'm not making price predictions this
the end of the year.
We're about 8K away from me being able to just be guilt free for the rest of my life. So no more price predictions. Stay on the stack set.
We'll get a 200K by conference day out. If we're at 100K by the halving, you're gonna instinctively, like, 200K by having day. Just gonna come out of you.
I fully repented. 280 days, generational bottom. Good morning, stay humble, stack sats. If you didn't listen, that's on you.
I mean, but you tweet that every day, so.
280 days, generational bottom. I only tweeted it those 280 days. Put it on a chart. Smoke that.
Okay. There's going to be good morning, stay humble, stack sats, rolling papers now that you said that. Product idea, anybody out there, let's get it on the marketplace on Noster. Anyway, we're having a lot of conversations outside of this podcast, obviously, and our 1031 capacity. And the
phones
the whole,
are all 1031.
Yeah, yeah, it's insane.
I mean, we don't have landlines, but metaphorically.
Yeah. The sentiment around Bitcoin has made a palpable full 180 in the last 2 months.
Yeah, more than that. I mean, I guess it can't be more than that. No. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It's full 360.
You'd be back where you were.
God. Feels good.
Yeah. It does feel good. Vibes are high here in Austin, too. We have the people from University of Austin, that new university system or university started by a bunch of, I believe they're the dark, what are they called? The intellectual dark web. trying to create like a new university system. They came over. We're talking to them about Bitcoin. There's a lot happening. What else we got here? Bitcoin's expanding. It's taking over the world, and Strike is expanding to the world. Strike announces Africa expansion.
Fucking massive.
Yes. I know you've been.
Dude announced 7 new countries throughout Africa, and the comments were just like, when Europe?
When Europe? When Europe?
Soon. Can you just be happy?
So African countries that have been added to Strike Global: Gabon, Ivory Coast, Malawi, Nigeria, South Africa, Uganda, and Zambia. Gabon, you can now bank deposit and bank withdrawal using Strike. Ivory Coast, mobile money withdrawal. Malawi, across the board, you get bank deposit, bank withdrawal, mobile money deposit, and mobile money withdrawal. Nigeria.
If you're one of the people asking when Europe, you should be asking your corrupt politicians, but it'll be soon.
Yeah, Europe may be the worst.
Yeah.
They can go out of all the regulatory environments.
Not like individuals.
No.
The
regulators. European freaks. Yeah, the regulators are terrible.
But yeah, Europe soon. But I think Strike now is in 70-plus countries, but not New York.
Thanks to the NYDFS. Thanks to Ben Lawski. Yeah, and it's timely, particularly for Nigeria. Africa's largest economy is facing severe economic crisis with inflation nearing 30%. Its currency, the Naira, hitting record lows. It's lost 230% of its value in the last year, leaving 210 million people in economic turmoil. Ghana, their inflation rate increased to 23.5% and averaged 14.3% in the last 10 years. This is a continent that could use the sound money properties of Bitcoin. So it's great to see Strike expanding further into Africa.
The Bitter 21 in the comments made a good point. You also have no KYC alternatives available everywhere in the world, like Bisc, Robosats, Peach, HODL. Consider them.
Consider them, freaks. I mean, since we're talking about this, inflation rates, maybe we can skip down the list and bring up the fact that Bitcoin is now the fifth largest base money in the world, with the price rising above 61,000 cuck bucks. The market cap of Bitcoin is $1.2 trillion, I believe. Yeah, 1.22 trillion right now.
Is there a reason you skipped down the list? I thought you'd be happy at this news.
No, we're going to get to it, but I think it ties. We're talking about inflation, currency's failing.
Okay.
This really is a good segue. Bitcoin is now the fifth largest base money in the world, just past the British pound, the oldest fiat currency in the world. So we have the dollar.
It's not that old. How old is it?
It's like 200 years old, I believe. 250 maybe. So we have the dollar, the euro, the yen, the yuan, and Bitcoin for base money.
Props where props are due. They've been around for 200 years.
Don't give props to that colonial.
See how it feels?
That colonial disgrace. We beat them. We don't give them props. It was pretty crazy. Again, going back, we discussed the apples-to-apples comparison of Bitcoin as base money, value transferred, number of settlement transactions to Fedwire last week, and this is just building on that theme. Bitcoin is base money at the end of the day, so if you want apples-to-apples comparison in the world, you don't look at PayPal, you don't look at Venmo, Visa, MasterCard, Stripe, you look at base money, what the Federal Reserve holds on their monetary base, which is the base of all economic activity on the world. And with this recent price pump, we just surpassed the British pound. So we're in the top five. If you include gold, gold would be number one. Bitcoin would be number six. But for all intents and purposes, gold is not used as a reserve base money anymore. So Bitcoin's officially in the top five of base monies that are actually used as base money. Pretty significant milestone, I would say.
We're not including gold in the stat?
You can.
So Bitcoin's number six.
Number six.
We got to include gold.
Yeah, we can. It's just not used as a base money.
And it's older than the pound.
It's true. All right, we're number six.
Some people use it as a base money.
A lot of people use it as basement money, but...
Okay, number six. Six is good. I'm cool with six for now.
For now, six? Come on, man. You gotta aim higher than that.
For now. For today. By next February 29th, you're going to be number one.
All else held equal, I believe we will pass the Japanese yen around 212,000 kuk bucks. So that's the next target on the list is the Japanese yen. As of right now, I said all else held equal because we know these central banks are expanding their monetary base. So
number one, U.S. dollars?
Dollars or euro right now? It goes back and forth. Yeah, dollars.
And what's the number for that?
Around 300,000 kuk bucks.
But how does inflation factor into that?
Well, the monetary base. If you go listen to quarterly updates with Matthew Mazinkius, he often says it's like Wittgenstein's ruler, where you don't really, it's not like a standard measurement,
yeah, quarter Bitcoin on quarter. Is the standard measurement.
Yes.
So what's the price if you measured in Bitcoin?
Wait, what?
I don't think you can do that.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just fucking with you.
Gold is 12.09 trillion, so I guess that would be 10 Bitcoins. 10 Bitcoin market caps from here. Also, we need 10x from here to get over gold.
It's not. Imagine holding gold.
I never.
Just Mene. I have just.
Unless it's to show the love for my wife.
Just 24 karat gold jewelry.
It's happening.
Jewelry.
And I don't think people realize they're like staying on this theme and this topic. There is a real. We find ourselves at a really interesting period right now. Logan, go to the newsletter from last night where Bitcoin is 10, 11% below its all time high in US dollars. However, in 30 plus currencies in the developed world, it's already like 10% above the previous all-time high in those currencies.
If you do inflation adjusted, isn't it 78K?
Yes, to reattain the purchasing power that Bitcoin had during the last all-time high, the price is going to have to go to like 73 or 78K, I believe. Those are the ETFs. ETFs now have 314,000.
Is that based on real inflation or the bullshit inflation?
I think CPI inflation. It's not the chart I'm looking for.
Really higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah. This.
So we're still like well below all time high.
In purchasing power. Yes.
Let's just temper our excitement. Freaks.
No, but again, the interesting things in nominal terms, Bitcoin is in an all time high in 30 plus currencies, but it's still 10% below its all time high in the US dollar, which obviously is the reserve currency of the world. So we're in this very unique, sort of intermediary period where people in other countries are like, oh yeah, Bitcoin's at all-time highs, and they look at Bitcoin priced in dollars like, oh, it's 10% below the dollar all-time high, and then that makes them think, holy shit, like how bad is my currency? The fact that...
Well, I think most of these places, they realize their currency is fucking shit. Right?
I mean, Japan, Canada, I mean, they're all shit, but countries like South Korea... Canadians are beginning to wake up to it. I mean, South Korea's on the list. Yeah, the Japanese are definitely still in denial.
When is Strike going to launch in Japan? Why? When Japan?
Is that a leading question?
I don't know. Just why is when Europe the thing? I guess there's a lot of Europeans.
A lot of Europeans out there. They just want better money, Matt. They want access to better money. Logan, you want to look that up?
And Logan, look up the population of Japan.
125.7 million.
125.7 million. Is that how you
and
would say that?
The population of Japan.
That's Japan.
Oh, that's Japan.
He's got Japan up. Look up Europe.
Oh, Europe.
He's not paying attention over there. He does one cold
did
open.
Say Japan first.
Does one cold open.
He said Japan second.
When you were talking to me and calling me out, he said Japan first. 746.4 million for Europe.
Okay, yeah. So there's a decent amount more people in Europe than Japan.
6x the size. So it's happening. Bitcoin is winning. The thesis is playing out. The whole thesis has been that all the bad currencies of the world, the weaker currencies, will fail up into the stronger currencies.
And ultimately, the Bitcoin standard.
Ultimately into Bitcoin.
Shout out us.
Shout out to us.
That's props right. Where props are due.
I hope you freaks, when you're out there, you're talking about what's going on in the world of Bitcoin and some of the facts that you learn on the show. I hope the people that you're talking to, you got to give props to Marty and Matt.
No, shout out yourself.
Yeah, shout out yourself. I mean, shout out to me for listening. Shout out to me and listening, but props to Marty and Matt for making me aware of these facts. Speaking of facts, it looks like the EIA won't be getting any facts on the operations of Bitcoin
Let's
miners.
Go.
This is big.
Riot,
the Texas Blockchain Council, they sued for a temporary restraining order against the Department of Energy, who was leveraging the Energy Information Administration to send surveys, which should be read as registry, fill out forms to miners. We talked about this a few weeks ago. They wanted location data down to the geographic longitude, latitude coordinates. They wanted the name of the electricity provider. They wanted to know how much of the overall electricity production from that provider that you were using as a mining operation. They wanted to know the fuel sources for how that electricity was produced. They wanted to know the ASIC models that you were running, how much aggregate hash rate you had. And so they were really trying to identify and locate physically down to the coordinates where mining's operations are, what equipment they were running, how much electricity they were using. Extremely invasive. Riot and the Texas Blockchain Council successfully got a temporary restraining order. They were supposed to have a court hearing yesterday. However, I believe the Riot and the Texas Blockchain Council and the Department of Energy, I think this is what I'm guessing, settled something out of court. And it doesn't seem like the EIA is going to proceed as it looks right now. Temporary win. Would not expect this to deter the Department of Energy, which is a lot of people think being influenced heavily by Elizabeth Warren. I think this may be a temporary deterrence, but we'll take a win where we can get a win. It seems like the government is backing down. And when you look at what they were using to justify their actions against the Bitcoin mining industry, it really doesn't make any sense. Logan, pull up the Marty's Bent from Monday. There's a great chart in ERCOT from there. The Department of Energy is claiming that Bitcoin miners bring a ton of stress on the grid systems that puts the stability of grids at risk and increases prices for individuals, residential consumers of that electricity. Logan, I'll find it for you. Too slow.
This is a big win.
Yeah.
And massive props on how quickly Riot and their allies moved.
Yes.
I mean, in terms of public Bitcoin miners, Riot has really become a standout. You could tell they really care.
Yeah. And so here's the data that you really need to look at to understand that the Department of Energy, the EIA, and Elizabeth Warren are completely speaking out of their ass, because they say that Bitcoin miners are detrimental to grid systems. And what we have here is data on the loads on ERCOT during Winter Storm Heather earlier this year, in early, middle of January. And so what you see, the blue lines here is the amount of electricity that's being consumed by LFLs, or large flexible loads. These are Bitcoin miners participating in demand response programs. There are other types of buyers of electricity that can be large flexible loads. However, within ERCOT, more than 95% of miners, or the large flexible load is made up 95% of Bitcoin miners. And if you can see here, when the blue goes down, that means that miners are shutting off. You can see in the mornings, particularly where these two red shaded areas are, that's when it's coldest. It's 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. in the morning. The sun hasn't come up yet. It's coldest. People are waking up. They're turning on their lights. They're turning on their coffee machines. People in office buildings are beginning to warm it up. So you have a spike in demand of electricity when it's coldest. And so the prices begin to rise and the stress on the grid increases. And you can see here almost programmatically, as the prices began to rise, miners were turning down their machines to send that electricity back to the grid. And as a result of that, prices ultimately fell. And you can see the lines during both stressful days in the red shaded area, that prices reacted pretty reflexively as they were skyrocketing. That's an important thing. This black line here, the pricing line, it's on a log scale. So it looks linear, but it's a log scale. Prices got all the way up, I believe, to $1,500 a megawatt hour, or $15 a kilowatt hour, or $1.50 a kilowatt hour. So miners help the grid.
Bitcoin's a Green New Deal.
Matt's working with me behind the scenes to just shorten all of this stuff.
Bitcoin is good for the environment. I had a buddy reach out to me. One of my only high school friends listened to me about Bitcoin. Well, first of all, like a week ago, he texted me. He's just like, I love you, dude. I don't tell you that enough. I love you so much. But he also texted me. He's like, my brother-in-law is giving me shit. He says Bitcoin's bad for the environment. Do you have a response for him? And I was just like, Bitcoin is good for the environment.
Well, actually,
I see people in the comments asking where I got this hat. I made this hat. If you want a hat, you can contact me. I can hook you up.
I also see a question in the live stream and somebody zapped. They really want to answer this question. Coincidentally, the stock price of Riot is down 10% today, the day after they got this temporary restraining order. And it seems like they settled out of court. Yeah, that's what he's asking. Is this a coincidence, or are the ESG zealots of the world hurting Riot because Logan Slack chart?
A lot of the miners, had a premium on them. I mean, I haven't been watching Riot specifically, but a lot of the miners had a premium on them, and they're getting like a lot of the capital is getting sucked out and going into the ETF because ETFs weren't available, so people were using miners as exposure. I mean, mining's a tough fucking business. Like if you want exposure to Bitcoin, I mean, you should own actual Bitcoin and learn how to hold it yourself. But like if you want it in your Charles Schwab account, like you're probably going to buy the ETFs instead of the public miners.
Yeah, that's a good. And this is not picking, Logan, click on the next link. This is not picking any. This is just random. We pulled up the Riot chart and then they had compare to options. And so picking Riot, Marathon, HUD 8.
They're all kind of similar.
And Terra Wolf. Yeah, they're all down. So I don't think it's an attack.
Not to take away from the EIA win, that's a big win. The EIA can go fuck themselves. But it's important to note that both Foundry and Antpool KYC their miners, and they account for 54% of the hash rate.
Beware, freaks.
We should fight that, too.
Fight that. Matt, we have over 200 people watching live stream on YouTube.
We have more than that because of Noster.
Yeah.
The Rider guys are in Noster.
What's the Noster count? I can't see it.
RHR.TV/stream.
No, what's the count? People in the stream.
I can't see the count.
No.
Can I see the count?
I don't know. Can you?
Well, I have the chat pulled out. Let me see.
Thank you, freaks, for joining us. We made it through the bear market. Vibes are usually high in the bull. This is your first bull market rabbit hole recap. You're in for a treat.
We have someone saying there's 21 million viewers in the Noster.
Oh shit.
No, it looks like there's 94 in the Noster. So Noster doing pretty good. Doing pretty good, still early days. Someone go in there, B95, rhr.tv/stream. There's Zaps built in. There's Bitcoin built in. You can just send Bitcoin to other freaks. You could send Bitcoin to us if you like the content. It's a freedom money with freedom speech, and we're just bootstrapping both freedom protocols with shitposts. How fucking beautiful is that?
It's beautiful. You're providing another segue. Do you have this on the list? You considering that a software update?
Grants?
No, I was talking about Fountain. Have you played around with Fountain Radio? It doesn't Fountain's look like yet.
And it I is. Want to talk about it, but it's in the software updates.
Yeah, but I think let's talk bigger about this because it really builds on what you were just describing there, freedom money, freedom communication.
I'm down.
This is Web 3.0 freaks. I hate the meme, but sometimes you have to weaponize the meme.
Did you see where I put it in the software updates?
Did you put it in Noster?
No, it's between Noster and Bitcoin. It's the segue, right? Because it's got both.
Well, Fountain's going to get some tick here on the beginning of the episode because, again, it really drives home the point that we have the right way to do these peer-to-peer monetization schemes on the web without having to create a token and a blockchain for every application. So for you who are unaware, last night Fountain announced Fountain Radio.
Pretty cool.
Which enabled... Really cool. I was hanging out on it last night for a couple hours. Good music, some vulgar music, some really good music though. But it combines obviously Bitcoin over Lightning, music distribution over RSS feeds, and you have the ability.
Master, let's fucking go. Sorry.
Let's go. Well over 300 altogether. So you have Bitcoin over Lightning, music content over RSS feeds, and now you can sign up to the app. And create a user account using Noster. And so you have these three distributed technologies coming together to enable individuals to create a radio station where you can basically bet or bid for songs to be played next. You can boost artists, get them paid directly. It's a beautiful thing.
Marty's trying to be Naval about it.
No.
Freaks. It's just a really cool fucking website. You have a live radio station and you can upvote which song gets played next with fucking Bitcoin. How cool is that?
Don't say I'm getting... I'm way too white to get Naval.
We gave him two different explanations.
You're getting closer to Naval there.
Really?
Just on looks alone. You're looking bronzed right now, sir.
It's the price.
It's the price. The green candles are so bright, they're giving you a tan.
No, but this Fountain Radio thing is pretty cool. Like, that makes a lot of sense to me. Yeah. You can nominate a song and with Bitcoin, and then it costs money with Bitcoin to nominate a song, and then you can boost it up and down in, or I think just up in the queue. In the early days, there's going to be some issues with that. You know, like for like 10 sats, you can probably just do the same song over and over again. Like when
it was pretty yellow.
Dude, Don't Stop Believing over and over again.
Oh, no. It was pretty competitive last night. I think to get the song to number one for the 2 hours that I was testing it out last night, a lot of good music. The average.
Did you check it all?
Yeah, it zapped a bunch. The average, probably over like 50,000 sats.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Actually, probably between like 20 and 50. I don't know. It was just like, it was so much fun. I was just doing it.
Dude, I've zapped way too many sats on Noster.
Yeah.
Sending the sats all around.
But the average next song bid was like 1,200 sats. So around a dollar. Get it next. That was cool. Like an individual artist is making.
It's like a jukebox.
Yeah.
But it's like a more aggressive jukebox, right? Because like jukeboxes, you usually can't just like pay to jump someone in line.
Yeah. And the artists get paid.
The artists get the majority of it. Fountain gets 1%.
Yeah.
And then I think if the artists are hosted through Wavelake, that's one of the cool things. It's an open protocol, right? So like if an artist is onboarded through Wavelake, you can access it through this Fountain Radio. But I believe Wavelake takes a cut too, a small cut.
Yes. New monetization schemes is a beautiful thing. Freak supporting artist. Go do it. A lot of good music on there. Good shit.
Jukeboxes don't usually accept Bitcoin.
No.
But they will. By next February 29th, most will.
Yes. Is Creed on repeat? Is this the song of this bull market? Can you take me higher to a place where...
Did you see which video I posted on Nostra this morning?
No. Is it of me?
Had to be there. No, it's a music video. Logan, pull it up.
Take me higher.
It was my vibes.
While you're pulling that up, we're all over the list. I'm sorry, freaks. We're all over the list. OpenSats announces a fourth wave of Bitcoin grants.
It's my That's Good her. Morning Noster post. Oh, yeah, this is fucking dope. More grants. I think we're over 100 now. No strings attached. Grants paid in Bitcoin. Love to see it.
Love to huge, see it.
Huge shout out to all the open source contributors who keep making this movement possible, and huge shout out to our donors. Who provide the money that we're passing on 100% pass through to open source contributors. So if you want to donate, you want to apply, opensats.org. Check it out.
Check it out. I like that you're calling these waves of Bitcoin grants. In the surfing world, the interval between waves seems to be shortening, which means it's a pretty heavy day out there. You want longer intervals so you can paddle out. You're making it hard to paddle out there. The waves keep coming faster and faster. Ethiopian sovereign wealth fund to start mining Bitcoin under $250 million preliminary agreement. I did not see this. I did see this. Cal Casso is behind this, correct?
This feels big.
This feels big. So Ethiopia has large hydroelectric dams, I believe, with over a gigawatt of capacity. So the Ethiopian Investment Holdings initially said in social media posts that a memorandum of understanding for a $250 million project had been signed with a subsidiary of Hong Kong-based West Data Group, but it later removed references to the value of the deal and the identity of the company. So they ninja launched an announcement, doxing their partners, but the facility's substantial capacity will support over 34,000 Antminer S21 200 terahash miners, adding a significant 6.8 exahash, which is pretty insane. So shout out to Cal.
Yeah, huge shout out to Cal. Cal's a real one. And the governments are getting in, guys. The governments are getting in after us. Pretty cool. I was going to shout out Gazoo in the Noster comments. He just zapped us 42,000 sats. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Gazoo. And shout out to Jonathan Petty in the YouTube. 60 years old, first time tuning in, brand new to this. It's new education to Bitcoin. Jonathan, welcome to the show. Love to have you.
It's a pleasure to have you. Okay, run it, Logan. You don't have to play the whole thing. Such a good track.
Can we get some cash money now?
Oh, plenty of dollars. Plenty of dollars. Right. Can we get cash money?
Yeah, that was the vibes this morning. Let's fucking go.
This is going to be the vibes for the next 18 months, freaks. Unless something happens. Send it back to 40K. We're getting too excited here.
Stay humble, stack sats.
Yes.
No price predictions, just vibes.
Just vibes, just high vibes. Speaking of high vibes, Voltage introduces a redesign, teams, and pricing
Dude,
updates.
This is fucking nice.
It's pretty big. Pretty big. So as we start 2024, we anticipate a significant increase in network participants for Bitcoin on-chain and Lightning Network. We made some updates to our platform to prepare for this influx. So you got dashboard redesign, teams, pricing, compute credits.
I was laughing at the Voltage update.
What are you laughing at?
My wife just said Humble is nowhere in the room in the comments.
Hutch. Tell your wife we love her, okay? We're just dancing.
We're humble enough.
Yes. And also, so I believe BTC Pay Server comes out of the box here, right?
What?
I think BTC Pay Server comes out of the box. You just get it included in everything now.
It's part of the API credits. They like have a new API credit system, I believe. It's a little bit, I think they're going to make it a little bit easier to understand the charging mechanism. The interface is really clean. It's like it's a super clean interface. I dig it. Shout out to the Voltage team. And I saw someone mention Citadel Dispatch because that was an outro song on Citadel Dispatch once. We're running it back. But yeah, there's going to be a new dispatch tomorrow with Mike Dilger of the Gossip Noster client. It's like the Sparrow of Noster clients. Ooh. Fucking dope Noster client.
Why do you call it the Sparrow? Desktop?
Like Sparrow Wallet. Because yeah, it's just fucking that. Hardcore wallet. Not wallet, hardcore client. It does this cool, it's focused on being as censorship resistant as possible. Doesn't use any web tech. Like, very clean, easy to build yourself. Automatically, like figures out which relays to hit based on what like follows you around Noster. You know, it's like depending on whose content you're trying to look at, it like knows which relays to hit or it makes an educated guess. It's really fucking cool. And my understanding is he's like a freedom guy first. Like Noster is what introduced him to Bitcoin. So really? It should be a particularly interesting conversation.
Yeah, we were talking behind the scenes this week without naming names. I was talking to somebody who's thinking about leveraging Noster for distributing scientific papers that are getting censored post-COVID. If you tried to write something about ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, adverse effects of the COVID vaccines, it was automatically getting censored by the scientific journals. And so there's a group of scientists.
Yeah, I mean, our YouTube account was almost banned.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's a group of scientists looking to get critical information out there.
In the I still can't believe we still have a YouTube account. It was close.
I called them. I said, hey, guys, listen.
I'm boys with Barry Silbert. I'm on his payroll. You know, I know you know him. Don't rug me.
Don't rug me. We're just talking here. We're just talking, okay?
No, yeah, I think Noster is going to make, like, Sci-Hub 2.0, right? Improved Sci-Hub, like, improved Wikipedia, improved WikiLeaks, like, all this shit. Like, Noster's going to take it to the next level. And we're going to bootstrap the whole fucking thing with shitposts through the whole bull cycle.
Just with GM tweets or, excuse me, notes. Shit notes.
In all caps.
Yes.
All caps. I spell out good morning. I don't do a GM. And like, if you put a little bit more effort in it, you'll get a bigger zap. Like, if you're just going to like hit me with two letters.
Then like, yeah, yelled at.
Equivalent. What?
Somebody responded to one of my notes yesterday. It was like, we say GM here, sir. I was like, I'm sorry.
Wait, you didn't say good morning? It's important to say good morning on Noster because the infancy of Noster clients, every day when you wake up and you load up a lot of these Noster clients, you wonder if it's actually working. So it's just like, it's like a can you hear me now?
Good morning.
Like, I think that's why it's so important in Noster culture.
Okay. That makes sense.
But the clients are getting to the point where, you know, it's pretty obvious it's working.
Yes.
But yeah, good morning to all of you.
I can't believe you don't have this on the list.
What? I probably do.
The best Bitcoin podcaster in the world was saying some things yesterday.
Oh, Joe Kern?
And? Yeah, Joe Kernan.
Yeah, I mean, we can rip that. Let's rip that clip. I mean, it's like, it's not that strong of a clip. The best part is that is Sorkin's face.
Yes. A look of defeat.
Did you see Kramer?
Oh, yes. We got to pull that one up, too.
Okay. Let's rip the clip.
We know. We know. Here are the futures.
This one is real.
Yeah. Here are the futures. Here are the
futures. Can you mute my mic?
Can't. You can cut it with a knife. Here are the futures down 115 now on the Dow. We saw kind of some similar action yesterday. The Dow paired its losses. The Nasdaq ended higher yesterday, but it's down a day. Not a lot happening in treasuries. The 10-year has sort of been locked in a little bit of a range as far as yield goes, 4.28. But, and that's a big but, crypto, 59.
Yeah.
59. And what I was going to say so last time we were talking about it, 58. What we were talking about it, Andrew, you know, time goes fast, you'll see, the older you get. But we were talking about 26 or 27. Yep. Really, it seems like last week. It was a couple months ago. But we were wondering, what's going on? When is it going to move on the anticipation of the ETF? What about the Fed easing? Is that going to be what finally get? And, you know, you go to bed, wake up, it's 59, 58. That's unbelievable. It's almost back to where, you know, you always point out how anybody who bought at 63 or 64 is losing money. You're not going to be able to say
that. I won't be able to say that. People, if you held the whole time.
Well, you might be able to say it. It might go back down. That is one of the things that if you buy it, you better be ready for anything.
Which goes to the idea of, is this a store of value?
I don't think it does.
Is it a store of value?
No, I don't think that does. If you have something that's the best performing asset over 5, 10, and 15-year periods, it's a store value. I'm ready to say that. I'm ready to give it the...
On the record.
Yeah.
Suck it, Sorkin.
Dude, Sorkin's going to get so salty this fucking cycle. Joe Kernan is not only the best Bitcoin podcaster, he's one of the most effective Bitcoin influencers.
Yes. He out there... waving his arms around with his pit stain, just screaming bullish things about Bitcoin.
You see, like, Sorkin try to, like, old man dementia him?
He's no.
Like, is it a store of value, Joe? Is it?
Yes. Are you sure? Old man. And then
bam, just says, okay, can we run the... Do you have the Kramer clip? I have that on my Noster if you don't have it.
Logan. Does one intro and just completely fumbles the ball.
I gotta get on my phone to get you on Noster.
Here, I'll find it. Dylan LeClaire put it up.
Just go to primal.net/Odell. I'm already there.
Send the link. This one's bad. You want to talk about a man with dementia? I think Jim Cramer. You want to hang it up. He's either extremely drunk or...
Yeah, I dropped in the chat. What do you even do over there, Logan? It's in the chat.
I went and found the thing that will make a noise when you send me stuff, and it still isn't doing it.
It's fine.
This is so good. Make sure you pay attention, freaks. Just
there's underperformance, okay? It's depressing.
I don't want to.
What has Bitcoin ever done for mankind? Are you a Bitcoin? A Bitcoin phone? Watson, come here. I need you.
I mean, what is it?
Well, coming up, United Healthcare is apparently in.
And he pulled up a chart. They have a chart that shows the performance of Bitcoin and the performance of Apple stock.
Does Bitcoin even have a phone? What has Bitcoin done for humanity, Jim? You want to know what Bitcoin's done for humanity? It's given us the hope that we can separate money and state. It has empowered freedom fighters around the world to access money in a permissionless fashion when they're under the threat of autocratic governments who will shut down their bank accounts at a moment's notice if they say something they don't like. It has protected me and my family from the debasement of the U.S. dollar. It's given me a career.
I mean, technically it hasn't yet.
What?
Like, we need to get past 78K for that to be the case.
I mean, if it, yeah, okay.
Oh, I guess not. Depends when you bought.
Depends when you started humbly stacking sats.
That's true. Humbly.
Yes.
Humble enough.
Yes. All right. The rest of the list is software updates. So I'm going to read the top four boost of last week. And that was my wife calling. Our youngest is not feeling well. And she needs reinforcement at home. So
it sucks.
Yeah, it's not fun. Really top four boost. Yeah, I'm just gonna put on the Jim Cramer thing. I'm gonna go home.
She's like, honey, I know her son's doing bad, but have you seen how bad Jim's doing?
She texted me, and it's been, God bless my wife, honey. If you're out there listening, if you hear this, he's been very what's the word I'm looking for? Not himself. very erratic. He's sick. And he's been miserable for 3 days, like nonstop crying, all of that. Yesterday, in the middle of it, she was texting me. She's like, he's doing it again. I have another bad day. I texted her. I was like, just
get home. Family first. Always.
Just put the Bitcoin chart on the screen. We're headed to 64K. She did not find that funny.
That'll cheer him up. We immediately dump. Coinbase crash.
Cries harder.
Yeah.
Rabbit hole recap, 293. Cyber attack? Mandibles? Bitcoin. JXT and BTC boosted. 101,000 sats. We're hosting the first ever Bitcoin meetup in Jackson, Tennessee.
Let's go.
Not too far from you. Next Thursday, March 7th at 6 p.m. at the Green Frog Cafe in South Jackson. There will be a number of pre-coiners in attendance, so it would be awesome to have some RHR listeners there to give them a warm welcome. Search Bitcoiners of Jackson, Tennessee on meetup.com or Facebook for details. Shout out to everybody in Jackson attending this meetup. So now I get his. It's JXTN, Jackson, Tennessee, BTC. All right, good to know. Next boost from
Come Rocket.
69,420 sats. Round Rock Bitcoiners meet up Thursday, March 21st, 2024 from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Allen B. Baca Center, 301 West Baghdad Ave, Round Rock, Texas. Join us at Round Rock Bitcoiners number 22 featuring special guests and local legends Nick and John from Zaprite to discuss how their payments app is transforming the way businesses accept Bitcoin. We will share an educational topic before heading across the street for Bitcoin happy hour in historic downtown Round Rock. Light refreshments will be provided, but bring your own beverage is welcome. Peace and love. Thank you, Come Rocket.
Cheers.
Bitcoin Rothbard boosted 61,500 sats. Join us at the North Chicago Bitcoin meetup this Saturday, March 2nd. At 11:30 a.m. at Joni's Pizzeria in Long Grove. We are a recently formed growing group of 10-plus Bitcoiners that meet the first Saturday of every month for a casual meetup to discuss Bitcoin. Find us on the Orange Pill app. So again, that's 11:30 a.m. March 2nd, so 2 days from now. Joni's
also
Pizzeria.
Also, meetup organizers, consider Flockster. It's a meetup consider competitor on Noster.
Yes.
And fuckmeetup.com. Meetups are good, though.
Yes. Last but not least, at Bitcoin Bay boosted 55,555 fives across the board. Palindrome boost. Regarding Bitcoin nonprofits, the Bitcoin Bay Foundation is your friendly neighborhood meetup turned 501c3. For anyone looking for resources to start a meetup, find one, or to explore incorporating, please reach out to us at bitcoinbay.foundation. Also, for anyone in the Tampa Bay area, we meet in person weekly and have over 20 businesses in our network, so come out to the vacation spot for Bitcoiners.
Badass.
For Boost, all meetup related. Jackson, Tennessee.
Bullish.
Round Rock, Texas. North Chicago and Tampa Bay.
Most bullish fundamental. Grassroots Bitcoin.
Mentally prepared, too. Bear market meetups, typically more intimate, get more hardcore people. The price begins to run. Your meetup's going to get a lot more popular. There's going to be a lot more noise. Advice for somebody who's been going to Bitcoin meetups for almost a decade now. Make it clear in the beginning, we're here to talk about Bitcoin, not crypto. We're keeping it focused. Keep it polite. Keep it on task. Keep it on point.
Yeah, repeat it every time. If you repeat it every time, it really helps. And then your members, like the people that the regulars, the ride or dies that come to the meetups often, will end up enforcing it for you.
Yes.
And also consider a no photo policy. I like that.
I like the no photo policy as well.
And Chatham House rules. So like if you talk about it afterwards, you don't say who said the thing. You just say the thing.
Creates for a more open discussion. If you will. All right, on to the software updates. We already announced Voltage Phoenix Wallet version 2.2.0 has been released with Swap Root and Quiescence.
Massive upgrade. Massive upgrade. So the biggest thing is, first of all, Phoenix wallet is dope. I highly recommend it. I love the wallet. It comes with its own trade-offs. Their FAQ page on their website is really good at explaining the trade-offs, which I would like to see more projects do. But the main one is privacy. But this new update changes their on-chain swap mechanism to Taproot. So if you send on-chain funds, you can, to the freaks that are used to Moon, Phoenix is almost like the opposite of Moon, right? When you receive on-chain funds, it automatically gets swapped into a Lightning channel for you. And so as a result, that first transaction when you receive on-chain funds comes with a decent sized fee. This reduces the fee, but also it means that that on-chain address is not a fixed address anymore. It used to be a fixed address, which really sucked for privacy. So if you kept sending on-chain funds to the wallet, it was just always to the same address. And now it's a new address every time, which is really fucking huge. It was like the main negative of the wallet. So it's fucking dope. And I'm going to say something pretty controversial, but on iPhone, you can do iCloud backups of Phoenix. Really great for beginners. It's really great for beginners. If you're like scared of leaving an exchange, you're like one of your friends is scared of leaving an exchange, you onboard them to Phoenix, you have them back up to iCloud. They also have Seedward backups. It's a compelling trade-off balance.
Trust Apple with your... Is it encrypted on the cloud?
See, Weird Robot is like angry at me. They give you warnings when you do it, and they explain the trade-offs. But yeah.
Yeah. Beware. Shout out to Phoenix. Keep pushing it forward.
I think it's a compelling trade-off balance for small amounts for beginners. Like, I mean... You guys can all get mad at me, but like 99% of people are just like onboarding people to Wallet Satoshi. So this is strictly better than that. And it's better than being on Coinbase.
That is a fact. Core Lightning version 24.02 has been released. Nothing too major there. Blockstream Green Wallet Desktop version 2.0.0 has been released with a new UI and UX. Electrum version 4.5.3 has been released. Mutiny Wallet version 0.5.9 has been released with startup speed optimizations. Shout out to everybody over at Madeira. Hope you all are having fun.
Oh, yeah, shout out to the Madeira fam. Bitcoin Atlantis is going on right now, and obviously me and Marty aren't there. Sorry.
We've got to hold down the fort.
Vibes look like they're very high. It's always nice to have a Bitcoin pump during an event.
A lot of key man risk on that island right now. You know, you got to...
A lot of key man risk everywhere.
Yes. Eclair version 0.10.0 has been released with dual funding. Latest Bolt 12 fully working splicing prototype. That is dope to see.
So Eclair is the Lightning implementation that powers Phoenix, right? So Phoenix is unique in the wallet space that they actually build a Lightning implementation, their own Lightning implementation that is designed to work as well as possible with their mobile wallet, which means that they are able to incorporate features ahead of a lot of people, and they're able to do interesting things there and offer a very compelling wallet, in my opinion.
Yes. Pretty cool. Shout out to Phoenix and Eclair. Zeus version 0.82 beta is now available for testing. I was using Zeus earlier this week. The improvements that they made recently are pretty massive improvements.
But not these improvements, right? You weren't using V0.8/beta 1.
I think it's the one we discussed last week. Payment timing has been...
The interface is so fucking nice.
Yeah.
Now it's so clean and pretty. Shout out to Evan and the rest of his team.
Shout out to everybody working.
Are you using the Zeus embedded node, or are you talking about when you connect to your own node?
I'm testing both. I have, for the TFTC node for podcasting 2.0, I have that connected, but I'm also testing out the embedded node. And that's what I was referencing. The embedded node works better than it was a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry, Evan. I bailed out of testing the embedded node. But I do use it to connect to my full nodes.
Yeah.
I evacuated the embedded node. I was having some issues with it, and I was just like, nope, too old for this shit. Don't feel like testing it. Send my
stick
sats.
With it. It's gotten way better. I was testing it yesterday. It works.
I sent my sats to Phoenix.
Evan. You heard it. Lightning Terminal version 0. I don't know what I was going on. Lightning Terminal version 0.12.3 alpha has been released. LMBits version 0.12.2 has been released. BitBanana version 0.7.5 has been released with VPN automation. JAM version 0.2.0 has been released. It's an easy way to renew Fidelity bonds and other improvements. For those of you who are unaware of what Fidelity bonds are, they're a way to create better incentives of creating a cost to join a coin join
more
using join market.
A Sybil attack is when an attacker floods coin join rounds with their own Bitcoin so that they can, by process of elimination, de-anonymize you. Data Nostrum on the Noster chat said he recently saw Craig Raw of Sparrow recommend to use SegWit rather than Taproot because it has the best anonymity set. So the idea of an anonymity set is like how many people are using something that you yes. could potentially blend into with them. And every new address format will always have this, you know, kind of chicken and egg problem where obviously when it's first starting to get used, less people are using it. Now, so I think in Phoenix's situation, you know, it doesn't really change much in terms of the threat model, and it's strictly better that they're not reusing the same address. that was way worse. It was pretty bad that they were reusing the same address from a privacy point of view.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah. Process of elimination is earlier. I think we've talked about this in the past when SegWit was first, but when it makes like it would yeah, be good to see the exchanges implement this first because it would be large transactors.
It was true with SegWit, right? It was true with native SegWit. It's like when you start with an address format, of course, it's got to start somewhere.
Yes. Next on the list is Amboss Reflex, compliance tool for Lightning businesses, has been released. Key features of Reflex Beta compliance tool include risk management information, OFAC checks, node checks, and continuous network monitoring.
You know,
Semaphore.
It sucks to see the boys at Amboss go down this path, but it is what it is. Nothing more to say at this point.
Semaphore.finance added Lightning support. What is Semaphore? Crowdfunding with Bitcoin?
It's Super Testnet's new crowdfunding tool.
Nice. Cypher, MVP for self-hosted Bitcoin-only WordPress and Shopify alternative, has been released. Wasabi Wallet version 2.0.6 has been released. Jade and Bitbox O2 support, safety coin join, and performance improvements. Envoy version 1.6.0 beta has been released with full, replaced by fee control, address and amount display, design, redesign, and more. Aqua Wallet version 0.1.30 has been released with BOTEV mode. I already talked about Fountain, but that's Fountain.
Sure, what that means.
Neither do I. We talked about Fountain, but the version you want to upgrade to if you want Fountain Radio is version 1.0.9. Plebeian Market version 0.0.13 has been released with CMS improvements and bug fixes. Primal iOS version 1.2.44 has been released with an on-chain wallet, video uploads, and more.
Big release.
Big release.
If you haven't tried Primal, if you haven't tried Noster, or if the last time you used Noster was like 6 months ago, search Primal on your app store. Check it out. Join us.
It's nice to be able to upload videos. I've been having to like switch between Primal and the other clients I've been using on mobile.
You've been more active on Noster lately. I love to see it.
It's great to be there.
I'd love to have you. And it's not all just like cross-posting. You're posting exclusive content to Noster now.
That's true. It's much easier. It's much fun. The vibes are higher over there.
Yeah, you can get set freedom money.
Yes.
It's pretty fucking cool.
Speaking of freedom money, Wikifreedia, a Wikipedia proof of concept on Nostr, has been released. Nostr Nest version 2.0 beta.
Wait. First of all, Musahi in the comments asked, how do you get a custom primal name address? It's going to be like a premium feature where you pay, you get bigger media uploads, you get a bunch of different things, and you also get a custom name. It's just not live yet, but some of us are testing it out, so that's why I have one. Wikifreedia is a Pablo product. Yeah, Shocker. Marty has one. Pablo project. Really fucking cool. It's Wikipedia on Nostr. I already submitted my first entry, the origin story of cows. But anyone
of cows?
It was important for humanity that I did it. Do you know where the first cows came from?
No, I don't.
DNA traces them back to 10,500 years ago in Southwest Asia. I think it's a herd of 80 oxen.
Like modern day Thailand? Where?
No, it's like Turkey, Pakistan.
Okay.
But if you dispute, the cool part about this is Wikipedia has the issue that like there's a bunch of mods that are like power hungry that like fuck with information and shit. If you don't agree with my cow origin story, you can go submit your own cow post or fork my cow post. And then, like, there's all these different Web of Trust concepts and stuff that can be applied there on where, on how you value information from different sources. And everything's cryptographically signed. And I think he just, like, built this shit in, like, 2 days or something. Sure. So it's mostly a minimum viable product, but it's fucking awesome. And Logan makes a good point in the Nostr comments, even though he has a microphone, that cows aren't real. See, you can do that post on Wikifreedia and sign it with your private key, and then we'll have it. It can compete with my post.
I don't think Logan's even real. I think he sent like a defective robot to come do the show this week. Didn't sound like his voice in the beginning. One man.
And then the next one you have is Nostr Nest. That's a complete redesign. Nostr Nest is a competitor to Twitter Spaces or Clubhouse. And Kieran, my understanding is Kieran of Zap.stream did this redesign, and I'm incredibly optimistic about this. I think it could be one of the big drivers of Nostr adoption. A better version of Spaces that has freedom money built in.
Looking at the website now, Nostr Nest. Start a room. Yeah. Feature compatible with Clubhouse. Basics. Let me log in.
It's really pretty. I haven't like tested it, but it's pretty.
Yeah, I've been there.
And Zapstream is fucking dope. I think Zapstream is also going to be like a major adoption driver.
Are we going to be able to? We should probably. Let me scream here. The RTMP doesn't look like it yet.
What?
Some people like. Yeah. No do their live podcast on.
No. Zapstream is better for us because we get the text chat. I mean, Nostr Nest has text chat too. You don't have to stream everywhere. Like, yeah.
Somebody saw your nipple earlier in the show.
I personally, what do you like? You're just like a nipple counter.
No, the freaks are on me.
I personally. I kind of fade like the Spaces concept.
I hate Spaces.
I think most people are like waste their time. They just sit in
so
Twitter
much
spaces,
time.
Like, Mario Nawfall and like all the other blue checks, and they're just like fucking simping over them and just on and on and on and on. It's just fucking ridiculous. But I think Nostr Nest will be better than that.
I agree. Spaces is not the medium for me. Clubhouse was cool during COVID lockdown, just like a few weeks, and I was like, people are just on these things talking in circles.
Yeah, and I mean, Spaces is a bad product, so.
Yeah. Next up on the list, NDK version 2.5.0 has been released in Oster Wallet Connect. Mostro Web version 0.0.19 has been released. Noogle.lol search Noster with data vending machines has been released. Satcom version 0.1.0 has been released with Noster login support. Keystash by Resolver, a desktop client for managing Noster private keys, has been released away from Noster and towards Tails. Tails version 6.0 has been released with important security and usability improvements. Anything pertinent here that we should?
Tails is good. And if you use it, update.
Security updates.
That, like, you got to stay on top of updates.
Protection against malicious USB devices. That sounds pretty good. Error detection on persistent storage. Go check out Tails.
Tails Graphene is awesome.
Version 0. God damn it, Graphene. Get your
version. What version is it, Marby?
2024022300. Ad blocking.
I think it's just a date.
Yeah, it is, but it's just like.
And then they added two zeros at the end.
Is this a complete aversion to how you're supposed to do versioning? Because obviously the dates. Guess they get higher.
I don't know. Like, if you actually use Graphene, like, you can update on device. So I'm, like, torn about even putting it on the list, but it seemed like a big update. Usually I just don't even put the Graphene updates there.
Ad blocking for Vanadium. New setup wizard and new color schemes. Color schemes, important. That's all we got for the software.
You remember how we used to title RHRs, right? It was like the date of the Monday of the week that we were doing. Like, that was pretty bad. Like, we can't really talk.
I mean, if we learned Graphene, we learned, though. We corrected our mistake.
And now we're a naming show. Yes. Now we're the preeminent naming podcast in the world.
Yes, Freaks. This does not come from a place of inexperience. We have gone through the trials and tribulations of trying to name things, particularly the episodes to this show. What episode are we on? 294? We have 294 shots on goal practicing naming conventions.
Yeah, now we do all caps with question marks in our title.
Bitcoin? Best bull run ever?
Last one was so good.
Mandibles?
It was like CyberTech, Mandibles, Bitcoin. Bitcoin didn't have a question mark.
Yes.
Bitcoin was the absolute.
Yeah, see, we're coming up. I did. Great book.
No, you didn't.
Yeah. It's scary. It feels like it's happening right now. All these currencies failing.
You haven't even read it, but yes, it is happening.
Bond market's failing.
I know you haven't read it. Who's your favorite character?
The author, Lionel Shriver.
He just gave me, like, the cute smile.
What's the one? People call me one of the characters. They say I'm what's his name? Whittle?
Lowell.
They call me Lowell. So that's the one who gets shot at the end?
Dude.
See, I've read the book.
No spoilers.
I've read the book. I just have a bad memory. That's all we got for the list.
We're living it. You should read the book. Listen, you can listen to the audiobook. Audiobooks are shitcoins. So I don't like audiobooks, but I know a lot of the freaks disagree with me. But listen to the audiobook at like 1.5 speed if you want.
Yes.
I've only been saying it for like 3 fucking years now.
I know.
It's a quick read. Are you still reading like that fucking tome?
Tome?
Yeah, what did you say you were reading? What page are you on? Like 7?
211. It's long.
Damn. Are you actually absorbing it?
Yeah. I mean, it's a refresher of things I'm...
What is it?
I haven't read this particular book, but A History of Money and Banking in the United States.
It sounds super exciting.
Yes. Rothbard. Got to read Rothbard, Freaks. Wanted to mention a couple things. I mean, Biden... He seems to be pretty ill, going to the hospital.
Willing is the Bitcoiner.
What?
In Mandibles. Is Biden in the hospital?
He went to Arthur Reed Hospital this morning.
His
press secretary said
Marathon is getting into like the shitcoin layer two shit, and we like reported on their.
Yeah, they're pumping a liquid like network. They're pumping it as a sidechain.
And then they had their Slipstream transaction accelerator thing where they're just doing out
taking all the ordinal money. Yeah.
Pretty excited about our mempool bet, February 29th.
2028. I think I am too. I'm definitely going to win that. Definitely.
Are you so confident you haven't done any UTXO management, or?
I've had proper UTXO management for years now. I don't have to worry about it. I have to go fix it. Yeah. We've talked about it for five and a half years. I try to practice what I preach.
I have personally.
I've been talking about
UTXO management for you, Marty.
I've been talking about fat UTXOs for quite some time.
With a PH.
Yes.
So for me to lose the bet, what we say, 3-1 separate bidders in a row, but like it can't be like out of band transaction fees. Like we're aware of this. I'm gonna hold you to being a stand up guy.
An honorable man. Yes, I will be honorable. Somebody mark this down, set some reminders. This is a long bet. We got 4 years.
Remember, it's the next February 29th. It's literally like one day from now. Okay. There are no days in between. There are no February 29ths in between.
It's true.
It's basically a one-year bet.
Yeah, on a different planet.
You do realize that Bitcoin halvings are always on a leap year?
I did not realize. Now thinking about it, it makes sense. Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
During a leap year, during election season.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Around March Madness.
March Madness is every year.
I know. I have no idea what's going on in the world of college basketball this season. Don't know who's the favorite.
Wait, so did you say Biden went to the hospital?
Went to Walter Reed this morning.
For what?
The Popes went to the hospital. A Rothschild died this week.
Didn't he already die?
No, I think there's a big family.
Did you know who he was?
Yes.
Before he died?
Yes.
Was his first name Baron?
No, I think it was Nathan. What was his name? Do you know it, Logan? Roth.
I feel like if I was going to name a Rothschild, I would name him Baron.
Yeah, Nathan. Jacob or Nathan Rothschild? Look up the picture of him and Maria Abramovich.
What was his name? Jacob? Well, we were both way off.
There's a Nathan Rothschild out there, too.
Wait, so why did Biden go to the hospital?
Because he has full-blown dementia. And literally, they said it was for like a mental aptitude test, they said.
Oh, shit, they admitted that?
I think so. Yeah, then that's what I was going to say. The press secretary today had to be like, yeah, he's taking a 15-minute aptitude test every day.
Picture with who?
Did they think Maria. That was going to play well?
Maybe they're being transparent.
Damn.
Here, Logan. Names and I can just find the picture, actually.
No, it's Lowell. It's Lowell, not Lowell.
Lowell.
Someone in the comments is asking, there's a character named Lowell. There is a character named Bing, though, which is like one of the weaker parts of the book.
This is the Rothschild that passed, standing in front of a picture of Satan summoning his legions with Marina Abramovich, who was doing the spirit cooking things with John Podesta and those people. Interesting picture placement association.
Is this a real photo?
This is a real photo. In front of Satan summoning his servants.
Kind of looks like AI-ish.
Nah, it's been around since before AI. Believe me, I fell down that rabbit hole.
Fair enough.
Years ago. It's a dark one. Don't go down to Freaks.
It's got like a weird art tint to it. Yeah.
Logan, you have an outro for us.
Eating bodies, people, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Effigies of bodies, but
they're like
speculation.
Fake bodies.
Yeah, speculation. They may like you may get pictures of the fake bodies, but they may be doing it to real bodies.
You're like, oh, it's like cherry syrup or some shit.
Yeah. Logan, do you have an outro for us?
Can you take me higher
to a place where blind men see? All right, I got to get going. Do we have anything else?
No, family first. Give my love to the family. Stay humble, stack sets.
You as well. Peace and love, freaks. Tiki!